Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Okay, folks, welcome to the podcast. If you're just joining us for the first time, then welcome again. End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. All right, folks, and if you want to donate, you get something out of today's podcast, please think about donations. Our donations are greatly appreciated. Your donations, definitely, they help us stay on the air from week to week and month to month. We have a Cash App, a PayPal, and also, if you like, you could buy me a cup of coffee if you want to do that as well. Okay, let's get into today's podcast. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And the article is follows. It's a very interesting article, folks, dated not today, 9/18/2025. It says, Gaza is burning. Israel's new assault kills 90 as the world condemns war crimes. Okay, very interesting. I think you guys probably already know what I'm going to say here, but let's dive into this. Israel launched a brutal new ground offense in Gaza, killing at least 90 Palestinians, while the UN Commission ruled Israel is committing genocide. But notice they don't do anything about that. They're afraid. They're absolutely, excuse my language, folks, excuse my language, God, they're chicken shit. They're chicken shit to do anything to Israel. Why the Zionists there are running the show, not the Israeli people, but the Zionists are running the country, and they're just committing genocide and murder. The Israeli forces targeted civilian, listen to me, Israeli forces targeted civilian neighborhoods, hospitals, and infrastructure, forcing thousands to flee as medical supplies and communications collapse. The death toll now, listen to this, the death toll now, folks, has exceeded 65,000, with over 165,000 wounded since October 2023, as Israel admits to 150 strikes plus in recent days, so 150 plus strikes. The UN condemns Israel's systematic destruction of Gaza, calling it genocide with intent to erase the Palestinians as a group. That's exactly what it is. They're calling it out exactly. But again, folks, again, just like the incoherent, lack thereof and retardation, they don't want to do anything. They don't want to all that they can call out Israel, but they won't do anything. They won't penalize. They won't send in troops. They won't do nothing. What the heck is NATO for? What is the UN for? What are all these things for that we send millions of, United States sends millions and millions of hundreds of millions of dollars? Yeah, I know the United States is buddy-buddy in bed with Israel. I know that, folks. I know that, unfortunately, as it seems, the Zionist regime. But again, somebody has to do something. God is watching. God is going to judge us all, and God is going to one day judge every man, woman, and child on the planet. And when God asks you, if you're part of this mess, and God asks you, what did you do when Israel, the Zionists, were taking over Palestine and they were killing everybody, every man, woman, and child, they're erasing, they're completely genociding a whole entire group, their entire complete culture. They're erasing a complete generation of people. And you're going to have to answer back to God and say, well, God, I didn't really think about that. I was feeding my face and I was doing other things and playing and going on cruises and doing this and doing that or getting drunk or something stupid, not godly. You didn't do anything. You didn't speak out. You didn't do anything. You didn't try to help. So what's going on? You know, again, the sky sieged over Gaza City turned with black smoke Tuesday as Israeli forces launched a devastating new ground offensive, killing at least 90 Palestinians, wounding countless others in the barrage of airstrikes, artillery fire, laden vehicles. Assault came the same day United Nations Commission ruled Israelis committing genocide and besieged enclave. But they don't do anything about that. The Israeli Defense Minister, Katz, K-A-T-Z, celebrated the carnage, declaring that on X, Gaza City is burning, and the military announced a new phase in its 23-month war targeting neighborhoods and Tel Aviv, Rommel, and Darja with relentless force. Thousands of Palestinians fled with nothing but clothes on their backs, while others sought refuge outside of Al-Qaeda's hospitals, dragging mattresses and whatever belongings they could salvage. The Ministry of Health warned severe overcrowding, remaining of functional hospitals where medical teams are operating, depleted supplies, and crucial shortage of blood. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the assault as horrendous. But they don't do a darn thing about it, folks. All they do is claim, oh, it's horrendous. Excuse me. It's horrendous. They don't do nothing. They do not know. Excuse me again. They don't do nothing about it, folks. Nothing. All they do is just sit back, and they just sit back in their little chairs there and feed their faces, talk about it, say how bad Israel is, and they don't do a damn thing. Excuse my language. The systematic destruction. Do you see what I'm saying? They're trying to completely eradicate the Palestinians. That's exactly Netanyahu's game plan, to eradicate, get rid of, kill off the Palestinians. And I'll be honest with you, I'm a Christian. God knows, saved by grace, and God knows I make enough mistakes. We all sin. We all fall short of the glory of God. We all sin. But I can tell you this, though. I would not stand back and let this happen. This is horrendous. And I don't care if you're a Muslim. I don't care if you're a Hindu. I don't care if you're a Buddhist. I don't care, period, what religion you are. Nobody has the right to go and just start killing another human being. It says in the Bible, thou shall not kill. That means kill. You shouldn't do that. That's a no-no. You should not do that. God doesn't want us running around killing our brothers and sisters in Christ. Doesn't matter. Even if they're a different religion, we still respect because we are all God's creation, folks. We are all human beings. We're all God's creations. And again, the Secretary General condemned it as horrendous, stating that they're seeing masses destruction all over. And his words echoed the UN's commission's 72-page report, which found Israel guilty of 4 out of 5 acts prohibited under the 1948 Genocide Convention, with clear intent to destroy the Palestinians, Gaza, as a group. The humanitarian catastrophe worsens, the death toll worsens.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Again, it's surpassed 65,000, according to health officials. Another 165,697 wounded since October of 2023. Israeli military acted, striking Gaza more than 150 times in recent days, toppling high-rise towers and areas of displaced families living in tents. Israel claims these buildings were used by Hamas surveillance. The result has been civilian devastation. Overnight strikes alone killing 16 people, including women and children. Hospitals already reduced to shells after nearly 2 years of war are now a direct threat. All of the children's hospital was hit multiple times, forcing half of its patients, around 80 patients, four children in intensive care, premature babies to flee. This attack once again shattered the illusion that hospitals, any place in Gaza, is safe. Israel's genocide. Gaza Director of Medical Aid for Palestinians. And again, the population, nowhere left to run. And that's what they've done. They sealed it all off, so they're running, and they're running right into the slaughterhouse. That's what they've done. The military has sealed off both ends of Gaza, so they just run back and forth in the middle, and they have to go to one end or the other. If they go too far to one or the other ends, then they get shot and killed. If they move around too much, they get shot and killed. Everything's a Palestinian. Everything is Hamas. Everything is, and I'm not saying I support terrorist organizations, because I don't. I do not support terror. I do not support murder. But one thing that I don't support is murdering my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. I don't support that. I don't, and I won't. And God doesn't want us to support that through Jesus Christ. That's not godly. And Israeli troops press deeper into Gaza. The question remains, where can the civilians go? The south already overcrowded, bombed repeatedly, no safety. Many Palestinians weep by near starvation, cannot physically flee. Others refuse to abandon their homes, even as Israel accelerates its campaign to make Gaza uninhabitable. The UN has warned of famine, and over, listen to this, over 570,000 Gazas facing acute hunger. Aid groups, including Save the Children and the Norwegian Refugee Council, have demanded a decisive decision from the international community, stating that what we are witnessing in Gaza not only is unprecedented humanitarian catastrophe, but what the United Nations Commission and Inquiry has now concluded, it's genocide. And that's what's going on, folks. It is a pure genocide. There's nothing that the UN will do, and they're just laying back, and they're not doing anything. They're talking. They're just spanking Israel on the wrist. They're not doing anything. Israel is the perpetrator here. Israel is doing the murder. They're both sides are murdering, but Israel has an advantage about 100 to 1 with their weapons, technology, and everything. They're just murdering everybody in sight. And Israel thinks they are the elite of the elite, and they're God's chosen, and they're the only ones that are meant to survive, and nobody else is. Everybody else is goy, everybody else is goyim, and everybody else is not worthy of being alive. And I know this because I've studied this over and over and over for months and months and months in the last couple of years, and this is what's going on. And that's the Zionist regime. It's not the Jewish people of Israel. It's the Zionist regime, Netanyahu and company, that's running the government. They need to be extinguished. They need to be vanquished. They need to be gone and out of there. But only God can intervene, folks. Now, here's a simple prayer, folks. It's that time in the podcast. Here's a simple prayer if you've not yet given your life to Jesus and not yet invited him into yours. Repeat after me, folks. Please repeat after me. If you want to be saved right now, give your life to Jesus Christ. Repeat after me. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins and my self-centeredness and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come in, reign in my heart, fill me with your love, your life, and help me to become a person that is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live through me. Love me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Folks, if you said that prayer, congratulations. God bless you. I love you. Thank you very much. The best thing you can do right now is get yourself a Bible. If you're here in the United States, they have Bibles under $20. You can order from Amazon. If you're on an extreme budget like me and money is really tight like me and like everybody else here around the world, money is really tight, especially in this economy, then you can find yourself a good Christian church, one that preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find a good Christian church and just that preaches the word of God. It's that simple. And you can approach a pastor, associate pastor, a member of the church, a deacon, somebody there, and just say, hey, listen, I want to study the word of God. I have some questions. I need to get a Bible. Can you help me? If you can't afford it, you just ask them, and they'll get you a Bible. No problem. They will get you a Bible. The church always has programs like that where they can give out Bibles to people. All they have to do is ask. And start reading the Bible, and then make a list of questions after that, folks. And number three, make a list of questions. Go back and get with the person that gave you the Bible or whoever there. If somebody gave you the Bible at the church, the pastor, assistant or associate pastor, a member of the church or congregation, and write down your questions and ask them questions. You know, why did they crucify Jesus? What is the Holy Spirit? When's Jesus coming back? Why did he have to endure such a painful death? What is resurrection? Why did they execute him? And on and on. You can ask any questions you want. They should be able to answer and show you where it's at in the Bible, exactly what verse it's located in the Bible, whether it be the Old or the New Testament. And the last and final thing was, before I conclude, folks, then please get yourself baptized at some point in time. I need to be rebaptized myself, so I have to plan that myself as well. And that's very, very, very important. Once you're baptized, it's good, but sometimes you need to be rebaptized, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with rededicating your life to Jesus Christ. That baptism signifies the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's what baptism signifies. And that's it. And just rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. Just get the word out. Just preach the word of God. And just repeat this prayer. If you ever want a copy of this prayer, folks, all you have to do is just write to me. And you can always find me at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And you can find me there, folks. You can always find me there. Just write to me if you want a copy of the prayer or anything like that. And let me know if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. God bless you, folks. God bless you for listening. Thank you very much. Until next time, I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. And you can always find us at redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. God bless you. Thank you for listening. That's it, folks. Till next time, bye for now. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number two, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw, now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.